Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. It is the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, talk about stuff we've been talking about. It's all up to you. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
And we were talking about this article from Reason.com and how the American people are possibly revolting now because of they're really just sick of all these lockdowns that these governors are putting upon everybody without, you know, any consent at all from anybody. They're just doing this via executive order, much less trying to even fake, you know, any kind of a vote or anything like that. So
they don't have to.
And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to Patreg in New Mexico, who's calling. Patreg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Don't say my name. I got a question. First off, why does everybody ask you how you're doing? Because I know you're doing fine, or I can hear your voices.
I think it's a pleasantry.
Or does anybody really want the answer?
Hello, what's on your mind? You're on the Free Talk Live.
My mind is, where are these politicians all going to get their money from? I mean, my property taxes have gone up considerably.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are not paying the property taxes always vote for people who have property. But I work construction. I'm also a farmer. I've also been in the military and a teacher, but I see these kids, the buses still run and they're delivering food to these children, and the children are throwing their lunches in the wastebasket, in the trash can. So, and I've eaten a couple of them, believe it or not, and I can tell you it's like...
You've eaten a couple of children?
Huh?
You've eaten a couple of children?
I'd like to. A couple of them would seem like they'd be tasty roasted. No, I've eaten their lunches, and they're okay, but they're nothing great.
Wait. I mean, did you threaten them before you took their lunches?
I think he was talking about eating, throwing away children's lunches out of the garbage.
Right. I understand.
No. They give them to me because the children run out to the bus. The bus stops by their house. I'm working on their house construction. The children bring them in there. And they're going to throw them away. I said, well, what are you going to do with those? They're going to throw them away.
That's part of your tax subsidy.
So, I own property, so I will give them to me. And they're okay. They're not a great lunch. I've eaten a couple of sandwiches and stuff and the fruit and stuff like that. But they're throwing a lot of their food away. And their parents, I don't know where they're getting the money from, but everybody, every house that I've worked in has a 55, 60-inch TV screen.
That's important.
Yeah. Got to have priorities.
Everybody, all the people that are supposed to be impoverished that the government is giving the stimulus check to, they've all got a 55, 60-inch TV screen. They're all playing Xbox and video games.
The TV specifically is important to continue the brainwashing.
Well, we realize that. I just want to know where, I don't know, when is Nancy Pelosi going to get to COVID or Schumer or some powerful Democrat?
Well, you asked where they're going to get the money from, right?
Where are they going to get the money from? After all,
they're printing it.
Is made out. I mean, I pay property tax, and they keep raising it every single year.
Yep.
Because they can. And they keep on raising it, and I'm going, if I go out of business and I can't work, where the heck am I going to get the money on to hang on to this piece of property that I got?
No, you won't.
So I can give to my children.
Yeah, well, see, the fact is you don't actually own your property.
Nope.
You just rent it from the government because if you ever stop paying that tax, eventually they will. I mean, they'll send you.
Sell it to their buddies.
That's right.
It's like your vehicle. If you don't pay your registration each year on your vehicle, and I have several vehicles, you can't use them, and the policeman's going to stop me, and he's going to pull it off the side of the road and have it towed.
I would find more people that think like you and get near them.
Well, I do try, but, man, it gets harder and harder. I see a lot of fat, pink-haired girls from the colleges that just want to go out and protest and say Antifa's their way and Black Lives Matter's their way. And I don't know. I work with blacks and Native Americans and everybody. And everybody that I work with, they're all working. And they all say, we don't feel that way. We don't want to change the Braves, or we don't want to change some sport team from Native Americans to somebody else.
Yeah, they changed the Redskins to the Washington football team.
They think Black Lives Matter is kind of a joke. I mean, because they work.
Well, it's a distraction.
Everybody's got their opinions about these organizations and that kind of a thing. It is really down to the individual to decide what is best for them and how to best manage their lives. Now, you bring up an interesting point with the taxation on your property, and again, that is just the rent that you have to pay to your masters for the privilege of having a title for property in your name. But again, if you refuse to pay them or fail to pay them because you're too poor or you're unemployed or you're disabled or whatever, they will eventually show up and take that property away from you, resell it to somebody else, and they themselves will profit from it. So thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. You don't ever own property in this country. You don't. You never do. You're paying tax on your property, unless you can find somewhere. I think that there was a place somewhere in New Hampshire for a short period of time where there may not have been property tax, but I think that's done and over. I'm not 100% sure on that. But if you can find a place where there's no tax on property, buy some frickin' property there. But you're not likely to find that. And I dare anybody who's listening to find me somebody who has successfully stopped paying their property tax but didn't have their property confiscated. There's only a couple of ways that I'm aware of that that might be possible, but it is certainly not the norm.
Not that I know of.
Norm! You know the guy from Cheers? Is that at the end of the bar? Norm! All right, so circling back to this article from Reason, the mayor commented following Cuomo's ban on indoor dining at New York City restaurants that was issued a week after Staten Island residents cheered bar owner Daniel Presti, who was arrested for defying pandemic restrictions. We covered that story here on Free Talk Live. Days later, Presti ran his car into a sheriff's deputy who sought to re-arrest him for continuing to serve patrons. Both of the deputy's legs were broken in the incident. While Presti's level of resistance against lockdowns may be too extreme, he's not alone in his opposition. From coast to coast, businesses and individuals are ignoring restrictive rules that threaten their livelihoods, stifle social contact, and threaten to strangle the necessary interactions of everyday life. Quote, another shutdown just isn't an option for us, the Seven Sirens Brewing Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania announced last week on its Facebook page. We and thousands of other small businesses throughout the country simply will not survive. I mean, of course you won't. The government is telling you, you're not allowed. You're not, what's the word? Essential. Right. Now, I don't know who gets to decide what human beings are more essential than other human beings. But as far as I can tell, you're essential to your family. You're essential to your friends. Your business is essential to your livelihood. And anybody who tells you you're not essential is a frickin' liar, and they're full of it. And you need to confront them when they tell you that. You need to not take their crap is what you need to do.
Unload all this bad programming that you've had for years that tells you that the state, the government, whatever you want to call it, goons, think that they have some right to tell you what you can do with your life.
They don't.
Now you're starving for it. Things are getting hard. You can't breathe as much. They tell you when and where you can't shop. I mean, this is what people have been asking for. Give me some security. And now here it is. So,
yeah, they've got you feeding on the string of hope that one day they might allow you to open back up in the way that you did prior to the lockdowns, prior to March of this year. When indeed I firmly believe they have no intention, and in fact their stranglehold on you and your businesses will only increase. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to the show. to the program known as Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
And Moose Mouth Mike.
And we have been talking about this article from Reason claiming that Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. I thoroughly disagree with this article. I think that some Americans are in full revolt, but most of them are not. Most of them I find docile and compliant to the situation.
And still pretty comfortable.
Yeah, land of the comfortable.
Land of the not-so-free.
Land of the fee, home of the slave, as I like to say.
Sounds like a good song.
Yeah. But also land of the comfortable, right? People will not stand up for themselves until they are uncomfortable, generally speaking.
Well, if you start standing up before you get uncomfortable, maybe it might be a little easier when things do begin to get uncomfortable.
Agreed.
That makes sense?
Agreed. It does to me. I know what you're getting at.
And we started the migration to somewhere more liberty-leaning in 2011.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't want to be trying to, you know, just go berserk now and think, oh, well, I need to get somewhere more liberty-leaning now, like when all this is happening.
Yeah. I keep thinking, you know, it's been a little over a year and a half since I moved here, and I keep thinking I made it out of the West Coast in the nick of time.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah. And I tried to do it earlier than that and failed. I had to, you know, sort of go back and reestablish myself and that kind of thing. I got into an accident with the vehicle I was driving. I had all of my earthly belongings in a trailer behind me, and I hit some black ice just outside of Spokane, Washington, rolled the truck several times, broke the axle on the trailer containing all my stuff. The barn doors of the trailer flew open and scattered a whole bunch of my earthly belongings all over the shoulder of the freeway. So it was an interesting experience, but like a phoenix, I rose from the ashes.
You still made it.
And I made it out here several years later, a year or so before this lockdown thing started going on with the COVID, and I am so glad to not be there because I was living in the Seattle, Washington area, and that place now, I mean, you might as well just be a prisoner in your own apartment.
Yeah, for those people listening that don't know, there's been an idea to get liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire for many years now. And, you know, it takes all different types. Some of us do different things. But generally, there's a lot of people that have decided to move here that just want to live and let live.
Indeed. And there's a lot of reasons to do so. And you can find out all about that at 101reasons. Film, I believe, .com. Is it .com?
Yeah.
Yeah, 101reasonsfilm.com. There's the Free State Project, which is probably the most, recognized name as far as one of the ways of, you know, migration. But there's other people here that are, you know, maybe they heard about it through that, or maybe they heard about it through Free Talk Live or some other means that aren't affiliated with that particular project, but they're still liberty-minded folks that are here and want to congregate together because they would like to at least bring freedom in our lifetime, if possible. So
yeah, they even put live free or die on the license plate.
Yeah, and it is rated the number one in, civil liberties for, you know, it's between New Hampshire and I think Florida, generally speaking, but mostly it's New Hampshire when it comes out. So we'll talk more about Americans revolting, but first let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that there are many ways to avoid paying tax on your property.
Such as?
There's one quick way to do it to avoid paying tax and make a little bit of profit in the meantime. Like the wealthiest family in the world donated property for the United Nations building, for example. Well, that property at that time was worth about $8 million. But the property around it, which they happened to own, went up in value by $20 million. So they got a tax benefit of $8 million and made a profit of $20 million all in one shot. That'll pay for a little bit of tax. But there are many
But how can the common man do? What can the common man do?
Well, the Clifford Trust is one possibility. Another possibility might be...
Sorry, what's the Clifford Trust?
Or charitable trust or something like that. In other words, what you do is you... or you could even become a priest or start your own religious organization. But one way to do it, if you let's say you do a charitable trust, you donate your property to an organization.
No, I don't want to donate my property. I live in it.
Oh, well, you make an agreement with them in advance that you live there until the day you die. And then of course it stays with them. But in the meantime, you live there for free.
And what if I'm not done paying off my property?
You don't have to worry about it. You already donated it to them, and they'll let you live there for the rest of your life for free. You don't have to pay anybody anything.
Can I donate something that I owe money on?
Nope.
Yes, of course you can.
So if I have a mortgage on my house, let's say I own a $250,000 house. And I've only just started paying on it. I'm 10 payments into it. You're telling me that I can donate that to what? A charity?
Yes, of course.
And then what?
Well, they'll keep you'll have equity because you have to put some equity down to buy some for the most part. Now they could buy it even if you have very little equity in it, but they would do it for the equity. Sure.
Okay, so how common is this?
I can't tell you. I studied law in Germany, and I happen to know the statistics in Germany a little bit better. But I'm sure there are people who've thought of these kinds of things, plenty of them, I'm sure. Like I told you, the wealthy families know about all they deal in these kinds of things. Like, you know, a lot of people in America have made their money by real estate. Just look at the wealthiest families in America. In a lot of cases, they've made it by real estate. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Real estate is a good investment, at least so it seems at this point in space and time. Did you have anything else tonight, Robert?
No, thank you. That's about it. I appreciate
the call.
Thank you.
I've looked into a lot of things surrounding property in real estate. I don't know. I don't believe that you can donate a property that you don't own outright. If you can, then there's got to be some sort of agreement in place for you to continue paying that or, you know, something else.
The bigger thing is we should not even have to have that conversation.
Right. And why is that?
Because taxation is theft.
That's right. I know I didn't agree anywhere. I didn't sign anything that said, hey,
nope.
I'll pay income tax. I'll pay property. I mean, I probably did when I signed my mortgage or something like that. You know what I mean? But like, you know, as a condition of existing, taxation should not exist because it is not voluntary.
I can't imagine anybody would agree to being robbed voluntarily.
It's as if they just pointed guns at you and said, give us half of your income. And you just went, okay.
Doesn't matter if you say okay or not.
Yeah. All right. So back to this article from Reason. We were talking about Presti's...
Cuomo.
Yeah, Cuomo. We were talking about this guy, Presti, who kept his bar open in Staten Island. We actually covered that here on Free Talk Live.
When he ran a sheriff over, right?
Well, allegedly, the officer broke both of his legs in that particular incident. But this goes on to talk about more ways that Americans are revolting against this stuff. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a COVID relief bill. The package contains nearly $300 billion in new funding for small business loans, a federal unemployment insurance bonus, money for schools, vaccine distribution, and a stimulus direct payment of up to $600. Congress is expected to vote on the bill tonight or Monday. With a second COVID vaccine receiving emergency approval from the FDA, millions more doses of vaccine will be shipped to locations across the country. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CNN that more shots are on the way as soon as Monday.
We now are clear that we will be shipping 5.9 million doses of the Moderna vaccine and 2 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine on Monday, and that's what will happen. And we are increasing the level of communication with the governors in order to make sure that, you know, there are no mistakes that happen or miscommunication.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump's re-election campaign has filed a petition with the Supreme Court, asking them to overturn the results of the presidential race in Pennsylvania. The suit asks the court to overturn three lower court decisions regarding challenges to changes that Pennsylvania made to their mail-in voting laws. The Supreme Court refused to hear a similar suit filed by Texas's Attorney General and backed by more than a dozen other state AGs. With many of the top members of the Trump administration receiving or in line to receive a COVID vaccine, when will President Trump roll up his sleeve? The Surgeon General says now's not the right time for him. Dr. Jerome Adams tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of the treatments that President Trump received when he was suffering from COVID, it's recommended that he should wait for a vaccine.
From a scientific point of view, I will remind people that the president has had COVID within the last 90 days. He received the monoclonal antibodies, and that is actually one scenario where we tell people maybe you should hold off on getting the vaccine. Talk to your health provider to find out the right time.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, so you can join us on the air, talk about whatever you like. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
Andy.
And Andy has been joining us previously on Thursdays. He's going to sit in with us tonight as well, so we're welcome to have him. I don't think you and I have done a show together.
No, we had a nightcap together. Yeah. We met there, and then I met Mike at his fire.
Right,
and,
Fire.
Yeah, here we are.
Good fire.
Yeah. Big fires here in New Hampshire.
I love it.
So we've been talking about this article from Reason.com, and the many ways that Americans are revolting against these lockdown orders. Many readers side with businesses that may stay open in defiance of Pennsylvania's coronavirus shutdown orders, the Morning Call newspaper noted of the public response to such stories. The Reopen Minnesota Coalition similarly represents hundreds of businesses defying closure orders and raises money for legal defense against state enforcement actions. So there's like organizations, people are organizing and, you know, doing things and trying to set themselves up for, you know, the things they'll need to get through this type of a fight. Because in my opinion, it is going to require a fight. Everybody just wants to lay down and sort of hope that the government finally allows them to reopen their business.
Not going
to
work that way.
No.
No.
I don't think it is.
We all know that.
In fact, I think that all of this madness will continue as long as people put up with it, as long as you're okay with, you know, killing half of the small businesses, if not more, in the entire country, and the world even.
Yeah.
Because it's not just unique to the United States of America where these lockdowns are happening and these businesses are dying. They're literally going out of business because of this stuff. And I don't see what's more dangerous about walking into a Walmart or driving through the McDonald's than it is to order takeout from Bill and Jane down the road or to walk into, you know, to get my hair cut at a barber. What's more dangerous?
Or what about churches?
That
like,
too.
I'm not a very religious person. I don't spend much time in a church, but I get the idea that people go into these things to socialize, and some people do get some real positive benefit in their life from having this thing in their life, and so now they're allowing something as sacred as church not to happen.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, you can still go to Walmart.
We know why that is, though. We know why they're shutting down these places, because that's how the revolution started. They met in bars. They met in churches. They met in taverns. And they don't want us talking. You know, because if we get together and we make eye contact with one another, which we're lacking in society now, especially with the mask thing.
Yeah, that facial expression like is such a huge part.
Before, when I would go out, you know, it was like, I'm such a kind, loving person, you know, and I do like people.
Sure.
You know, we're social creatures, and I see the potential for humanity, because I see it in myself now that I've come out of a dark place, and I'm different. You know, I'm growing every day. I see the possibility that we have, that we have the capacity for so much better.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I used to enjoy going to the store and yucking it up with the cashier and like just asking this young, how's your day going, you know? And now when you go out with a mask on, like I always do, you know, you can just feel the people staring through your soul as you're walking through that store, you know?
If you don't have one on,
if you don't have one on.
Oh, yeah, you're one of them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, if I was thinking about this, like, the last couple of days, it's like, they literally made it a crime to breathe oxygen.
Yeah, we actually mentioned that in the previous hour of the show.
Oh, did you?
That, like, it's the most ridiculous thing, that otherwise healthy people walking around breathing normally is now illegal.
And they literally made it a crime, more or less, to hug your mother.
Yeah.
My own mother is terrified of me. Like, I'm moving to North Carolina on Tuesday, and I'm going to go visit with them tomorrow night, regardless.
Yeah.
But I've been, like, trying to negotiate with her. Like, I sent her a study, right? There was a study done in China. 10 million people. And they did not find one single case of asymptomatic spread. So that is a myth. That is a lie. And then the word asymptomatic, all that means is healthy people.
Right.
Yeah. Healthy people.
Yeah. You show no symptoms, meaning you're healthy.
And it's like, I'm trying to say, I'm literally begging and pleading with my mother, for the love of God, please do not make me wear this mask. I even sent her, like, the picture of the box, the manufacturer's box for the mask, it says, this is not a respirator, this will not prevent you from getting COVID-19. It even says it on the box.
Right, because they don't want to get sued.
Like a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. It's going to give you cancer.
Right. But, and they don't want to get sued if somebody wears it and gets COVID.
Oh, my.
Because they'll get the bright idea, well, I wore the mask, I'm going to sue the mask manufacturer because I got COVID. Right?
So
it's so ridiculous.
Oh, it's just so dehumanizing. It really is. I mean, I had a cousin that, like, told me to kill myself, and, you know, my mom.
Family's the hardest.
My mom
man.
And my cousin got into a fist fight earlier this year. My mom became a grandmother, and they're fighting in the kitchen of my, you know, grandparents' living room, and it's like, oh my God, it's absolute insanity, like, how divided we are. It's like, if we're that divided as a family, how is the world going to look any better?
Yeah, yeah. All the more reason, in my opinion, for secession. And I don't mean just for one state. I mean for all of the states, right? It's time to, like, I don't think people are going to be able to remain united. I believe that division amongst people is natural because we all have different opinions on stuff. right? So we all need to be able to find the place where we can go with the people that we identify with, you know? And so I think the easy way out is to do voluntarily what happened to the Soviet Union, right? The Soviet Union, when they broke up, it was sort of involuntary. But the United States is uniquely positioned to already do that, already being divided into separate states. So if, you know, somebody just sort of starts the ball rolling and gets a secession movement going on, why, I think it's only a matter of time until everybody jumps on that bandwagon and secedes and becomes a little country of their own instead of, you know, and that'll reduce a lot of things. First of all, it'll eliminate the federal government, right? And so now people can, like, oh, I don't know, keep what you earn.
I've already started my secession. Yeah. Started it individually. I got no use for a lot of these things.
Applause in your general direction.
We all have.
Yes, that's true. And if you're listening out there in radio land or internet land and you value freedom, you value the ideas of liberty, you know, consider joining us here in the state of New Hampshire to further this movement.
I definitely think there's strength in numbers.
I think so, too. I think there's a lot of things that can be accomplished just by living amongst people who subscribe to the philosophies of freedom.
I can tell people, anybody listening that's having the issue finding healthy food or food at all, like, I got no issue with finding food. I got three pigs earlier this year. We raised them for a few months and then had them slaughtered, and that thing exists. I mean, there's an abundance of food here. I don't necessarily go to the grocery store that much. But, you know, say we're able to farm and get from those who maybe, or if you don't have enough room to have a farm, there's enough excess. So you can certainly get good, healthy food here.
Mm. Yeah, it's certainly available.
Might not be able to go to the grocery store without a vaccine pretty soon. They're already saying they're, like, training grocery store, like, employees to deliver vaccines and everything. It's
I would want to put that in my body, getting it from...
I know that, and I've always found it ridiculous that, you know, come wintertime, you'd see the sandwich board go up at, like, the Walgreens or the Rite Aid, the pharmacies. Free flu shot! Now, first of all, if a shot was good for me, they wouldn't have to advertise it.
Probably wouldn't give it away either.
Free flu shot. Nor would they give it away for free.
It's unbelievable. CVS, same deal. Like, oh.
Yeah, so I don't understand, A, that they have to advertise, and B, that they're just going to give it away.
And it's not free because we actually paid for those vaccines. That's how vaccines get funded. It's from our pocket.
More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to join us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Bushmouth Mike.
Andy.
And we'll continue talking about, well, all sorts of things. But first, I wanted to tell you about SportKilt.com. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. One of our hosts, Richie Rich, and also Mark Edge, got some great kilts from SportKilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing SportKilt's particular form of freedom at kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts. freetalklive.com.
I want one.
You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. I believe, I don't know if it's expired, but if you do go there, attempt to use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get yourself a bit of a discount. I'm told that these kilts are made in the USA as well, if that matters to you. That perhaps might be a thing that you are into.
Do they have a winter version?
A little wool liner?
You would have to visit sportkilts.com. Kilts.freetalklive.com. There we go. Or sportkilt.com.
Try snowblowing in that thing.
Hey, I've got a winter joke for you guys. Sure. Why did the snowman pull his pants down suddenly?
Don't know.
Because he saw the snowblower coming down the street. Ba-da-bum. All right, we've been talking about this article from Reason about Americans revolting against all of the ridiculous ludicrousy that governments across the country have been laying down upon their citizenry, if you want to call them that.
They're hungry.
Well, they're power hungry is what they are. And, you know, we did mention that something about terrorists. And I just wanted to reiterate to folks out there in listener land that the government had a very, very hard time defining terrorism when it wanted to go to the war on terror because they couldn't come up with a definition that didn't also include them.
Biggest terrorist there is.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind that when you're dealing with the folks in the government. The last 9 months have needlessly put small business owners and employees in the regrettable positions of watching their dreams evaporate before their eyes and their families go without basic necessities, a group commented this week on the effect of pandemic lockdowns. It calls for stripping Governor Tim Walz of his emergency powers and for ignoring restrictions so that people can decide for themselves when and how to interact. How we ever got away from this, I don't know. How anybody ever said, well, that's not for us to decide. The government's got to decide it for me.
Slow creep.
Yeah.
Very, very slow creep.
And now this year it's turned into a...
Turning the heat up on the chickens.
Yeah, on the boiling frogs.
Boiling frogs, dancing chickens.
The dial is... It's just about near boiling point.
Yeah, we're a little more than simmer.
I mean,
that's
for us, we've been there for a while.
Well, I jumped out of that pot.
Yeah.
Grip it.
Yeah, I reached in to try and help some of my fellow men, and they were like, "Why would you ever want to help us out of this pot? It's comfortable in here."
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Also, on the West Coast, many restaurants open their doors to customers despite state orders to the contrary. While some of the larger chains and corporations are following the orders, many of the mom-and-pop shops say going to takeout only would put them out of business, ABC News reported last week. The city council in Solvang, a tourism-fueled community in the Santa Barbara County, recently voted to ignore shutdown orders.
Good for them.
I was not aware of this. That threatened the local livelihoods. Officials directed that the city of Solvang will not actively enforce these latest state shutdown orders and that the city requests for the county and state regulators to prioritize education and that they also not enforce the orders within the city limits, according to a letter from Mayor Ryan Toussaint. That's news to me.
Well, one should hope that the mayor has the pulse of the community.
Right.
With their hands wrapped around their necks,
I think
like a wolf
work.
Breathing down your neck.
They probably see more lost revenue than anything. So, these little towns, when they begin to pinch them down like this, they're gonna suffer in city revenue or town revenue.
Yeah, I've already seen.
Where is this?
This latest bit, I mean, we're talking, this article kind of covers a bunch of different places.
Okay,
this latest one was in California, in Santa Barbara County. Many of those in the Twin Cities and Greater Minnesota restaurant industry have told the Star Tribune that they feel they may never recover. As of today, 17% of restaurants, more than 110,000 establishments, are closed permanently or long-term as a result of this year's economic distress, the National Restaurant Association announced on December 7th. Thought popped into my head right now about taxes. I saw, I don't remember where it was, the city or the state, but somewhere has already experienced or is anticipating experience lower tax revenue because of, well, they've shut all these businesses down, right? So, like, they're not going to get as much tax as they normally would.
Of course not.
They'll just hit the print button.
Well, and they wanted to raise taxes to make up. This is what they call it. They wanted to raise taxes to make up for the shortcoming in the tax revenue.
Oh, my God.
That'll work.
And it's like, just let people freaking open their businesses. Then your tax revenue will come right back.
Oh,
dumbasses.
And the towns and the cities will line up for their stimulus check also.
Yeah, they sure will. Everybody's got to feed at that trough. You guys see that the latest Mad Max movie?
No.
Oh, there's a great scene in there where we'll call him the king, for lack of a better name for the guy. He's kind of the ruler of the area. He's in control of the water, right? And they all kind of gather around whenever he rings the bell or whatever, and they show up with their little dishes in hopes that they can get, like, some scraps, right? Some droplets of water that are left over. And then he'll turn the faucet on, right? And it goes over this huge, it's a huge faucet. It, like, soaks everybody. And then people, like, collect this water. And this is a metaphor for what people do to government, right? This is exactly the metaphor, right? Because all you're doing is you're getting scraps for money they already took from you.
Can I have a little drip, sir?
Yeah, and government goes, oh, we'll give you a little bit of...
Can I have a little drip, sir?
Yes, exactly.
A little drip.
They'll give you a little bit of it back if only you do some things for them. They take the money from you first. They go, oh, well, we'll give you some of it back.
Yeah.
There's a great movie, 1970, called Brotherhood of the Bell. And it was all about, like, secret societies and how they take this, like, they take this blood oath and they're basically, okay, anything they wish they can receive, right? But then when it comes time, they're going to hand you an envelope and ask you to do something. And, like, this movie walks through with this guy and he gets an envelope and it's, like, a doctor. He's like, oh, this doctor is going to try to take this political position. And they were, like, basically saying, you have to prevent that from happening or we will basically... he's like, if the doctor doesn't want to go along with it, he's like, just show him this list. And it was like, there was like 20 or 30 people that helped him get out of Soviet Russia. So by showing the doctor the list, he knew that like, if that list got out, those people would all be dead.
Right.
So when that guy showed him the list, when he was like, you can't take this job. And he was like, I'm going to take the job. And then he showed him the list. And then the guy ended up dead in the bathtub like the next day, the doctor. And it was just this really sinister movie about secret societies and how they co-opt people and blackmail people into, you know, furthering
how they keep
their
secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if you think your governments aren't up to those types of activities, you have a lot to learn.
Yes, you do.
Continuing on, fatigue with lockdown orders was predicted by experts months ago and voiced by the public in growing numbers. Renewed restrictions are likely to be met by silent compliance, critical compliance, or visible resistance, Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE, cautioned in June. Americans are far less willing to comply with shelter-in-place advice today, than they were in the early weeks of the coronavirus pandemic this spring.
Flatten the curve,
advice.
Man. 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Mandates are not advice. Advice is like... generally on an individual basis, you know. Oh, are you having a hard time? Oh, perhaps you could pick up some new skills and increase your value and, you know, make a little extra money. You know, that's advice.
Yeah.
Advice is not, you must stay home. You cannot go anywhere.
I love how they make these.
You cannot dance or sing. It's illegal.
I love what these people do with words, man. They really... it's a spell. We're under a spell.
Yeah. I keep telling everybody that we are literally living in the plot for the movie Footloose, where it's illegal to dance and sing. Right? And Patrick Swayze ain't going
to
come and be
cancel,
the cooler and save us up.
It's time to cancel everything.
Kevin Bacon.
More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-453.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? And you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.